I'm not sure, to be honest. I think whilst we were winning in the league, it's probably nice to keep it rolling, keep it going, and yet you can't have it both ways. You can't mourn a game every 3 days. If you know, if you don't get a result, you probably would, as I would, as most managers would say, for the program's ridiculous. And so it gives us a chance to catch our breath from the league games, I think. And we will look to make one or two changes, not wholesale changes. I think it's important that we try and get through this round. I think we're very respectful of crew. They've got some experienced footballers. I've been watching them this week. They've got some know-how and some nous in their team, and if we were to put too young a team out, it could give us problems. And so, as I said, we're respectful, but we'll rest one or two that have played 4 games in 10 days there and push themselves to the limit. So see how we get on.
Yeah, is it sometimes when you have made changes, results have not gone your way, and it's, I suppose, winning breeds confidence?
Yeah, and that's the balance, of course, the balance of how far do you keep pushing this team that you don't want to change too much, that has been winning games, and then find that you've got 3 of them with hamstring injuries and they're out for 8 weeks. It becomes a problem when that happens. I think I'm a strong believer you have to trust your squad. You have to believe in the players who, for these 4 games, have been sort of sitting on the fringes or playing little bits of them. At some stage they have to prove that when you're going to need them somewhere down the line, they can get the job done, and these are just opportunities. And yet I think it's fair to say when we have tinkered with the team in the past too much, there's been a lack of fluency, and it's either took a rocket at half time or a 3 substitutions to change things. So we'll see how this weekend goes. I'm hoping for a positive performance and the right result to take us to the third round.
Where does the FA Cup sort of list on your priorities this season?
I think undoubtedly underneath our league position, but I grew up in an era where the FA Cup was probably the biggest event really in the calendar. You know, that FA Cup final day with the curtains drawn, with the big buffet in the lounge, with my dad and all his mates there sitting on the sofas and on the floor and everywhere, and just the build up with it's a knockout in the morning, and just the fans, the trip on the bus to the stadium was just a massive day. And so as a young kid, the FA Cup was the main event of the season for me. As a footballer through the 80s and 90s, didn't get much closer than the 6th round, I don't think. Went to Scotland and played and got the cup finals. But the FA Cup, as a manager, been to the semi-final at Wembley, got lost 1-0 to the eventual winners, Portsmouth. But exciting. It's and so for us at this club at this moment in time, we're not sitting here thinking we've got a real chance of winning the FA Cup this year. We're thinking about getting through to the next round when everybody comes in, and see if we can get a draw that excites a few people and creates a big atmosphere, and see how we do.
Yeah, we're expecting from crew then on Sunday.
A tough game, I think. They haven't had the results they would have wanted this year, I don't think. They're a club historically with good footballing history about the way they played the game. I know Dario's had a lot of influence over a lot of years at the club and believes in playing a certain way. Has it changed a little bit this year? I'm not sure. Their results suggest that they're having a tough time in League Two. They historically seem to have bounced between League One on their good seasons of a promotion out of League Two to back to League Two. And the moment they're probably the wrong end of League Two. But as Barnett showed, particularly for maybe an hour, they were you can't take teams from that division too lightly, because they'll have some good assets, they'll have some good players. And they can give you problems. And so for us, a full concentration might be a chance for one or two, as we say, of the fringe players to lay down a marker, and hopefully we can get the performance that gets us into the hat for the third round.